You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Ray. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
And your first and last name?
Sterling Williams. Sterilin. Last name Williams. Willilliams.
Thank you. And a good phone number?
251-327-5275.
Also, would you like to receive a text message update about what time the provider will be coming out and who will be coming out?
Yes.
Message and data rates may apply. May you verify that address on your policy?
202 A Helpline.
And also, may I have that year, make, model, and the color of the vehicle you're calling in about?
2007. What is Ford Fusion?
And also the color of your vehicle?
Black.
All right, and what's going on with your vehicle?
They sent someone out because the tires was flat, but he said that he had the it was a lock on the wheel. He couldn't change it. So I was just trying to get a tow away from the parking lot because the parking lot is like a abandoned gas station.
Yes, ma'am. All right. All right, and also, ma'am, I do want to inform you. It states this call may be set up for you to pay the service provider directly and then send those in for reimbursement consideration. It states you are above your service limit. You get one covered service per 72 hours.
Somebody is being y'all fault, y'all. Somebody is being his fault or whatever. He said he didn't have the tools for it. That's why I start have to wait till tomorrow.
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, when a customer calls in and we ask the question, are there any locks on your hubcaps or wheels, and the customer answer no.
Did they ask you what lock on the wheel? Daddy? They ask you what any locks on the wheel? I don't know what I'm asking him at.
All right, let me see.
I really don't know what I'm asking him at.
With that question, I'm not sure if the agent asked that question or not, but once that question is asked, we do have to inform the customer if there are locks on the wheels. Our providers do not bring out any thing to unlock the locks off of the wheel. Let me see. And I do want to inform you with that one covered service with every 72 hours. We don't necessarily know your limit on how many services you can get per year. So you would have to just make sure you are not above your service limit within that year also. And let me see. All right. Give me one moment. Let me go back to that ticket just to see. Okay. All right. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold just to view your ticket, your previous ticket? Yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding. Thank you.
Hold on, John. Can't use it because you just use it only get one time a day. So I hope you have to do it tomorrow. Okay.
Go to my mama house. I don't have no clothes. Go to my mama house. I'm gonna go to the mama house. I gotta get away from the ear banner right now. Even better.
Before you go, we never let
Hello. Sit down. Sit down. Girl, if you don't leave me alone. Hey, mate.
I want to pop you. I want to pop you one time.
All right. Thank you for holding, ma'am. With that, I will go ahead and take your details for that vehicle and get you that towing service. Let me see. All right, and may I ask which, let me just go back to the ticket real quick. Flat driver, rear. All right, and I do have a few questions I have to ask. Is your vehicle four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, or is it front or rear?
What you mean, like?
Does it drive with the front two wheels, or does it drive with all four?
Are you talking about which tire's flat?
No, ma'am. Is your, let me see, let me just make sure I got it right. The tire you're calling in about is the flat driver, well, flat driver rear tire?
In the front. With the front tire just needs a little out, and the back tire flat all the way. Both on flat, but the, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Let's see. And would that front tire be on the passenger side or the driver's side?
Driver's side.
Front driver. All right. And also, will your vehicle shift into neutral?
Yes.
Will you be on the scene when the provider arrives?
Do I have to get them the key or what?
You can do an unattended tow if you would like, but with that unattended tow, you will have to let me know where the key is located inside the vehicle. Also, you will have to leave that door unlocked, and you will have to agree to a waiver.
So I have to get them the key.
You can do it without the key, but I do want to inform you, without that key, most providers most likely will not assist. Also, the process will take a little longer than expected, but you don't have to give them key if you don't want to.
Okay, I'll have to meet them with the key.
I'll
just go back to the
All right. All right, and may I ask how many people may need a ride with tow truck provider, if any?
You say ride with him?
Yes, ma'am. May I ask how many people may need a ride with tow truck provider, if any?
No.
All right, and let me see. That location was 2727 Pleasant Valley Road. Is the vehicle
uh-huh.
still located? All right, perfect. And may I have that location what you would like your vehicle taken to?
I'm trying to wait till he get there. He's driving so slow. I know it's a tie place. Oh, it's in Pritchard. I'm trying to see where is it. I'm trying to get the address.
Yes, ma'am.
He's almost there. We're like 5 minutes, at least 5 minutes away.
All right. Let me see. All right. So I do want to say on your previous ticket, were you calling in? What was that vehicle that you called in about the first time?
It was about the van.
All right. And you stated this time you are calling in about the 074 Fusion.
It was a sweet supposed to call in about the 404 Fusion, but he didn't know. He 85, he didn't understand.
Oh, right.
She know that, Dad. She know that. She see everything in the computer. She know that. Sit down, Jeroyla. Is this the one that comes from Sims, the tow company? Hello?
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Is this the tow truck that's coming from Sims?
I actually wouldn't know where exactly the tow truck would be coming from until I see the list. But I wouldn't know yet.
Well, you put the list in for it?
Well, when we reach out to providers, we have to go based off a list, and we have to call that list. We're not able to see who we call until we get to that part. But if you would like, I can place you on a brief hold and let you know the provider that will be coming out to assist.
Okay, because I'm when the light turns, I'll be right at the place.
All right.
Sit down, Jabrila, and turn around.
Yes, ma'am. May I have, yes, ma'am. Did you have that address and what you would like your vehicle to take to?
Hello. It's 8 Mile. I know it's 8 Mile time service. Hold on. He got one.
Oh, you already got the time?
Yeah. It's 3640 St. Stephen's Road, Mobile, Alabama. 36-4 to St. Stephen's Road.
That's what you hear? Okay.
Oh, 8-4.
Hello. Okay. Huh? Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Hello?
Hello. Yes, may I have that address?
They're going to bring the car. Let's see what he was. What's the number? Yeah,
36-4
to St. Stephen Road. Oh, that's what this is. 36-4 to St. Stephen Road, Alabama, Mobile, Alabama.
All right. So you would like the vehicle taken to 3640 St. Stephen's Road?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and would that be Metro by T-Mobile?
Yeah.
3640 St. Stephen's Road, would that be Metro by T-Mobile?
No. This is more of a child company. This is child play.
Is it located in Mobile, Alabama, zip code 36617?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So 3640 St. Stephen's Road, Mobile, Alabama, zip code 36612, 8 Mile Tire and Service. I do have that mapped and located. All right, let's see.
Ma'am.
All right, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold very quickly?
Okay.
Thank you. Let me see.
Okay, Danny. Put that thing back in now. Told you stop bothering stuff. You back in the back?
No.
Why don't you pop it? Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Yes, one moment, please. All right, customer, give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a very brief hold, please. Hold, and thank you for holding.
talking, thinking.